went into a bank and I asked the teller, would you check my balance? And the guy pushed me over.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I've been grinning for a while since Quentin Steef told me his story. I hope you enjoy it. Quentin's parents split up when he was 3, leaving his mom with 7 kids ages 2 to 14, struggling to make ends meet. 2 teachers took an interest in Quentin. One was his math instructor, Bill Mellencamp. Bill and his wife, Charlene, were neighbors who became a second father and mother to him. When they discovered that Quentin loved food and that it was sometimes scarce in his home, they killed him with casseroles, included him in family meals, and helped with practical needs like clothing and found him summer jobs. Quentin knew they were Christians. We called them Jesus freaks back then, he says. I was guarded about discussions of faith, but eventually their sincerity and everyday compassion caused me to genuinely trust them. Mostly, they just lived a life of love and kindness like Jesus. When Quentin was 16, he was walking down the street, baseball mitt in hand, when Mr. Mellencamp yelled, "You want to play catch?" Well, of course he did. The resulting relationship would change Quentin's life. They exchanged pitches and conversation about school, jobs, current events, and in time, faith. Bill was a bit of a sage, laughs Quentin. He would dispense little nuggets of wisdom while we were talking. I had no idea that half the world would find out about those nuggets, but in time they did. How? Well, the other teacher who took an interest in Quentin was a Christian as well and a friend of Bill's, David McFadzean. He too was smitten by Bill's homespun wisdom and kindness. In time, David moved to Hollywood to create, produce, write, and direct a hit show starring Tim Allen and his next-door neighbor, Wilson W. Wilson. He's the guy who only shows us the top half of his face as he peeks over the picket fence and offers Tim wise counsel for life. The show is, of course, Home Improvement. Quentin laughs now. The inspiration for Wilson was my neighbor Bill. He sometimes quotes scripture on the show. I actually had the real-life Wilson as my neighbor. It gets better. As Quentin and his wise old neighbor's friendship grew, Quentin began to lean into the possibility of a personal faith in Jesus. I had always been nervous about these born-again Christian types, he says. The thought of becoming one was the furthest thing from my mind when we played catch. I don't remember Bill giving me a gospel presentation. We talked about things like the Bible, Jesus, grace, forgiveness, and even justification by faith. We laughed, too. But Quentin thought he needed to be good enough before God could love and welcome him into his kingdom. Wise old Wilson told him otherwise. God already loves you, he said, so much that he would even give his son to die in your place. In the end, says Quentin, Bill and Charlene just killed me with kindness. Their neighborly love broke down the protective fences I had built around my heart, and slowly I came to trust in Jesus. His family and friends were shocked, but he never looked back. Today, he and his wife Ruth have 3 children. When he isn't burping his new grandbaby or speaking to pastors in East Asia, Quentin leads a huge church in Iowa that's known in Des Moines as the church that loves Jesus and loves the community. It all happened because his neighbor loved him. When Quentin spoke at Bill's funeral, he told the mourners that no one person had changed him more than the wise and witty Wilson, who simply asked him to play catch when he was 16. Maybe today you think to yourself, I'm too small for God to use, but can you throw a ball? Can you bake a casserole? Can you make someone laugh? It's really not that complicated, Quentin smiles. Just love your neighbor as yourself.
A great big thank you to all of those who contributed to our ministry fiscal year end in June. Your gift among so many across the country makes Laugh Again possible. So on behalf of Laugh Again, Phil, and the entire ministry team, thank you. If you would like more information about any of the Laugh Again resources, give us a call at 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.